Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Avery is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Toby. So we're going to see if we can figure it out for her and call him in just a few minutes and ask him why he's ghosting. But first, Avery, tell us about Toby. How long has it been since you talked to him?
Hi, sure. So we talked online for a while before our date, and we ended up going hiking. And okay. It's been a couple of weeks, and I just haven't heard from him, which I don't know. I kind of feel like it's weird.
Well, okay, so a couple of weeks, that is a long time.
Yeah, I would feel weird about too.
Yeah, I was kind of giving it time. You know, we're both really busy. He had mentioned, like, work a couple times. I didn't know if he was busy, but I thought it went well. So I was just kind of, you know, want to see what's up.
Did you try reaching out to him at all in between that time?
I did text him like a photo. I went on the same hike like later. So I texted him a photo of the hike, like, oh my God, this is where we were. Mm. And he just never responded to that photo. But so it's kind of benign. Like, I didn't want to be too forward, but yeah. He didn't even respond. It's like completely ghosted. So
yeah, that's a big one too. Like, if you went to the same place you were at and sent a picture, you would think you would get a response.
I love how we do that to ourselves, though. We send text messages and tell ourselves, it's okay, this one doesn't require a response, so I'm just going to send it and whatever happens, happens.
Right.
And then really, you're like, dang it, you should have responded.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like opening the door and it didn't, it didn't open.
Well, let's see what happened.
Tell us more about the date and the hike then.
So we both had on our like online profiles that we like to hike, so I thought it would kind of be a good date, you know, not awkward at all and fun. I brought my dog because the dog needs to get outside and get exercise, and I just thought it would be fun. And we hiked for a few miles, and then afterward we were still having a good time, so we went to get a bite to eat. And he was really nice, and he was really sweet to my dog too. Like, he looked around trying to make sure we could find a patio where the dog could sit with us outside while we ate. I don't know. We had like a great afternoon.
Did you tell him ahead of time that you were bringing the dog on the date?
I don't think so. I don't know. I didn't really think, because it was a hike. We were outside. I didn't really think about it, mm-hmm. but I don't think I did. Okay. But he didn't seem to mind. I mean, who doesn't love dogs? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, must love dogs.
I mean, there are some people that don't. He didn't seem like he minded it.
Not that I noticed. No. I mean, he doesn't have a dog himself, but like, it didn't seem. He didn't seem offended or scared at the dog or anything.
Okay, good. Was there anything that happened during the hike or maybe afterwards that could be the reason why he's not hitting you back?
I don't know. I mean, something did kind of seem off after lunch, but, you know, like at the end of the date, he kind of left, not abruptly, but like, you know, I thought we might continue hanging out, but I didn't know if he just didn't like his food. He ended up giving the rest of his meal to my dog. So I thought it was kind of cute, but.
What did you guys eat? It was a lasagna? I hope not.
No, it's like tacos. Like tacos, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just thought he got caught up with work or something. Or maybe the hike was like, maybe he liked not strenuous hikes and it was too much. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm honestly just, I'm baffled.
When you say it was different after you ate, like, or yeah, how was he different?
Like he just kind of said he had to go, and you know, I kept making suggestions of like, oh, we could walk back to our cars together, or like I could drop the dog back at my house and we could go do something else, and he just kind of shut everything down and was like, no, I have to go. Whereas earlier we had been talking about like not making plans for the future, you know, but I mean like kind of talking about ideas of other things that we could do, you know.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then see if you also want another date after you find out why, and maybe get you another date. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at KNIX.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of the first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Avery is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by Toby. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her. But before we do that, Avery, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Toby?
Sure. So we went hiking a couple weeks ago with my dog, and went really well. Conversation was flowing fine. We got food afterwards, seemed to have a good time. But since then, he's kind of ghosted me, and I'm not sure why he doesn't want to get together again.
You ready to call him?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Toby, please?
Hey, yeah, this is Toby.
Toby, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show and it's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Toby. The show's here too. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I've heard you guys' show. I love it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
we love that.
Probably heard a first date follow-up before then, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Well, guess what, Tobes?
Oh, hey, is this for the last date I have with Avery?
Well, yeah.
You're a smart guy, Tobes.
Yeah. You seem pretty casual about this. Did you expect us to call?
No, I just, yeah. I mean, that was the last one I went on, so right. That's what we're talking about, yeah.
It is what we're talking about. So Avery told us, you know, about your date and stuff. She said she really liked you. Been a few weeks, and you haven't gotten back to her. She doesn't know why you're ghosting her, so she wanted us to ask you. Would you tell us, please, Tubbs?
I feel bad, but, like, I just couldn't stand her dog that she brought along the date.
So it was a dog.
I mean, she didn't mention it, you know, and I don't know. It's not that big of a problem, but I mean, like, just kind of like a heads up would have been nice, you know, like, hey, I'm going to bring my dog on the hike, you know.
We asked her if she asked you or told you that the dog was going to come.
Yeah, she said she didn't because she just figured it was an outside hike. But she also mentioned that you were really great to her dog. You fed her dog. You were giving the dog love. So,
I mean, somebody kind of had to. I mean, the dog is not like well behaved at all. I mean, the whole time it was like pulling her along. And I was like, all right, I'm going to have to take over this leash because you're getting like yanked. So it's kind of annoying, you know. And then, we got lunch and the dog just was like sitting there like begging for food constantly. And I mean, she didn't do anything to like stop it. She just kind of was like, oh, that's it's so cute. Like, isn't she cute? And I was like, no, I mean, it's staring at my food. Like I'm trying to eat. And I eventually just like gave the dog the food, the rest of my food. Cause I was like, it's just salivating, like looking at my food. So
she told us that you gave the dog the food. She thought maybe that you wanted to, but you just gave it cause it wouldn't stop.
Sucker.
No, I was like, it looked like it was like judging me, you know, like judging my order of tacos. I was like, okay, here, have it.
You like dogs, but you just didn't like this one the way it acted. So it was, you felt like you were on a date with the dog.
Yeah. I mean, I know I love dogs. I love animals, but I mean, not that dog. I mean, if that dog behaves the way it does, it says a lot about its owner.
Oh, okay.
What? Are you crazy? My dog is really well behaved. I honestly can't believe you have a problem with her. I'm super offended right now, actually.
Well, hey, Toby, that's Avery.
That's part of the drill.
Yeah.
Hi
there. Hi. I would disagree.
If you had a problem with dogs or didn't like dogs, I didn't have to bring the dog on the hike, but we had talked about them before and she's really, really well behaved. She's completely trained. We did training classes and everything. And yeah, we were outside. She was having fun and running around while we were hiking, but that's literally what dogs do. So I didn't realize you had a problem with dogs.
I don't have a problem with dogs. Your dog is not trained. I think you should get a refund because whatever training you've had, that dog is like wild. So I'm sorry, but that's not the case.
I've never had anyone tell me that before. And I brought my dog on other dates before. She comes and hangs out with my friends and we go to restaurants and no one's ever had a problem with her. She's super cute. And I don't know, maybe she's got a weird vibe from you.
Oh, that does happen.
I think other friends might not be telling you the truth. That's all I'm saying. Like, because you got to wrangle the dog in.
Well, I don't think we'll be hanging out again then because I trust my dog. She has a really good sense of character and she clearly didn't take you. So I don't have any interest either. Well,
are you sure? Hey, Toby, would you like to go out again with Avery on a second date? We'll pay for it.
No,
I have to ask.
No, it's okay. I'll pass. She can have a date with her dog.
I would much rather hang out with my dog any day, truly.
Cool.
I will take my dog on the date.
It's the dog test.
Yeah, and maybe I'll see you on that hike again sometime, and she'll pee on your foot or something.
Okay.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.